Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Oh,
look at that.
Welcome back.
Happy Wednesday.
So the girls'
you
bathroom.
Know the drama is never ending.
We have thought about re-recording that song with our voices.
We've thought about doing a remix. You know, making it a bit more pop, a bit more dance.
Well, I think
a bit more slow,
we could put our own
classical
vocals on it, and then also, yeah, give it a bit of a zhuzh.
Yeah,
because I think, listen, you know the, you know, we can hold a tune.
Oh yeah, we can hold
you
a
know,
tune.
You know, the drama. You know, it's not hard to hold a tune in this day and age, especially with a bit of auto tune. Mm. You know, if we wanted to take our music career seriously, we could. There's nothing holding us back apart from, you know, we're just busy
holding
women.
You guys back,
we haven't got enough time to be musical sensations as well.
It's not our priority right now.
But maybe in a couple of years, maybe after the re-recording it takes off.
Yeah, we go viral.
You guys say, wow, you sound just like, you know,
on the
Ariana,
live shows, we have a bit of a singing
Ariana
moment.
Grande.
Next stop, we're at the O2.
Yeah, so maybe
we've got
we
background
should,
dancers.
I reckon we should kick that
spotlights.
In gear because... You know, I wouldn't mind being a worldwide pop star sensation.
Mm-hmm. I think we could handle it.
I think if we set our mind to it, we could do it.
Yeah.
If we just got a bit of vocal coaching.
Yeah.
Because I do truly believe anyone can sing.
Can learn how to sing.
Can learn how to sing with the right vocal coaching. Coach. If me and Sophia, from the age of 5 years old.
Absolutely.
Every week went to vocal coaching. You're telling me we wouldn't be, you know, Dua Lipa. Mm. Like, I think you hit your head.
I think we would be.
Especially with maybe a bit of writing, you know, so we can write some music.
Yes.
You know, just some poetry help, you know, so we can rhyme and...
Bit of help producing.
Yeah. Then, honestly, we probably would be touring
right now. Get the costumes on.
Yeah, so...
Get us an album cover, honestly.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
So, you know, I always say you can learn how to sing.
You can learn how to do anything. 10,000 hours, don't they say? It takes 10,000 hours to be an expert or...
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
I wonder if we've done this for 10,000 hours.
Probably. I think we're pretty expertise right now at this point.
In the field.
If you added up the amount of hours we've just been chatting on here, probably be about a million hours.
Somewhere close.
100 million hours or something like that.
As a rough ballpark.
Because it does feel like our whole life is just sat here talking.
Yeah, but we love it, guys.
Oh, we love it. Absolutely. And, you know, it's making us an expert in the field.
Absolutely. We're here to learn. We're learning on the job.
We learn on the job. Yeah. We keep things fun and fresh.
So happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome back. Hope you've had a good week thus far.
Yes, we hope you've got a good week.
Hope you're feeling rested, ready to go, to see the end of the week through.
March in full swing,
April baby.
On the horizon. And, you know, when I think of April, I think of Coachella. And then once Coachella,
I think April is low key the start of summer.
Oh, it is, because once you get back from Coachella,
yeah,
it's like
we haven't even got tickets.
We don't know.
This is how we manifest.
Listen, we've manifested it the past, apart from the COVID year,
2 years,
2 years in a row. Mm. The first year, the week before, we were going.
We weren't going. Week off, ba-bum.
No chance we were going. We were living in Nottingham. There was no chance. Mm. Ba-bum, flights are booked.
About 5 days before.
Thank you, Motel Rocks, for that. We really appreciate that.
Shout out to you guys in 2019. Yeah.
And then last year, we were speaking into existence.
Yeah,
and it fucking happened. And we rocked up with artist guest wristbands.
VIP.
Fuck.
Harry Styles trailer.
We touched it. Like, you know? Actually deep at everyone. Mm. And at that time, our Harry obsession hadn't begun. Hadn't even started. You know, we appreciated Harry, you know.
We were the most excited for him.
We were. But, you know, it was before he started touring.
That's for sure.
Exactly. It was before he started touring properly. You know, everyone's obsessed. Crazy.
Wow. So I'm very happy to be in March. I really feel like we're over the hump. Those horrible times, the horrible months.
You know, January blues, you know, we're truly in spring. Just outside, there's a beautiful cherry blossom tree.
Is there really?
Did you see that?
Must have missed that on the way
stunning.
In.
And I just thought, that is the pinnacle of spring.
Mm. Here we go. And light Easter, jackets, you know, let's do it.
Jesus is resurrected.
Mm-hmm. When is Easter? Not far away.
April.
Get your mini eggs. Because that's why Easter is new beginnings, you know, and it's like fresh starts and
all right, lovely.
Chicks hatching and Jesus rising from the dead.
Yeah, so how did we go
bit
from
of Bible study for everyone.
How did we go from nailing Jesus to the cross to bunny rabbits? You know, and chocolate eggs. You know,
well,
I'm not
I'm
not sure how we made that leap.
I think it's chicks hatching, you know,
out of the tomb.
Out of their shell, out of their egg.
Oh, just hatching. Like Jesus did.
Hmm. Potentially.
Have seen
it's
that guy
new
on
life,
TikTok?
Isn't it? It's new beginnings.
Have you seen that guy on TikTok who does like the reenacting important moments in so he did one the other day and it was like, was it Mary Magdalene realizing
what, reenacting Bible story?
Well, no, he does like all sorts, but he did the other
day fish that fed the 5,000.
He did Mary Magdalene opening the tomb and realizing Jesus isn't
there.
Oh,
wait, I have seen it. Is it like what it would have been like if they were splitting the bill or something at a table?
Yeah.
I've seen
and
one
he
of
did
those.
The other day, he did Mary calling Jesus, telling him she's pregnant. She's like, hey, Jesus, I've been feeling really ill, you know, the past few days. No, it's so funny.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Anyway,
good times.
Question of the week. We got a pretty good one this week.
Let's dive into the girls' bathroom episode, everybody.
What sparked this was, it doesn't really make sense, but Married at First Sight Australia, which I hope we're all tuning into on Channel 4E4, okay? Every day, 7:30. Or you can watch on 4OD. It's a commitment, I tell you. But it's one commitment that is worthwhile. Better than any Love Island shite.
Oh, way better.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Although Lydia says it's the worst TV in the world.
What, Married at First Sight? Yeah. Is she on?
She's hit her head. I don't know.
What planet is she on?
Yeah, she says she'll never watch it. She thinks it's shit TV.
Has she ever given it a chance?
No, she hasn't.
That's why then.
Yeah.
Okay. Question of the week. is, because it's girl talk, we've got a lot of friend dilemmas this week. We're talking all about the friendships. So if a friend told you she'd recently matched with the new guy that you've been on some dates with, what would you do? Boy bye, or it is what it is?
Oh, so it's a bit of like a, you know.
Well, let's say,
it's the same as like, yeah, you're dating a new guy and you see that he's liked like all these girls' pics. It's a bit like, oh, like I like
remember
you.
Remember when I was going to go on a date with that guy?
Oh, God.
And then I saw that he'd followed.
No way.
Do you not remember that? We were in the hotel in the last
letter. I don't want any, and just like, followed her.
Yeah. So I had a date. That. I had a date. This was so funny.
It's
so
very icky. What it is it's just icky.
Icky.
And just like a big turn off.
I was supposed to be going on a date with this guy.
Why don't I remember that?
I don't know. Let's say it was on a Friday, right? And then I think it was on the Thursday. Oh, no. I think it was on the Friday. I must have been looking at who he was following.
Yeah.
And I saw one of like our mutual friends right at the top.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
That was when it was in chronological order. And I was like, oh my. Because this guy used to follow loads of girls. Yeah. And I was like, you're fucking weird. These girls don't follow you back. It's really embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Anyway.
Yes. Like, it is actually ringing a bell now. Yeah.
And
yes, and none of the girls followed him back.
He followed one of our like mutual friends. And I was like, oh, this is really awkward. Mm. And I messaged being like, ha, 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 ha. Like, that's so funny. Like, I think I just called him out. Yeah. Like, you know, that's like, because also there was a picture of us all like on her feed, like right at the top. And I was like, are you fucking stupid?
Are you an idiot?
We're supposed to go on a date today and you've just followed. Anyway.
Yeah, it's ringing a bell now.
And then he unfollowed as soon as I sent that message and was like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't gaslight me. Don't fucking gaslight me.
And I was like,
don't gaslight.
That gave me I was like, oh, that's weird.
I think it's just, it would probably turn me off massively.
But you can see how it would happen if like, say, let's say, okay,
if we're all on Hinge at the same time.
Exactly. We're all on Hinge at the same time.
You know, like
we're in a similar area. Like, we've got the same age settings here.
Right. And you've probably swiped past the same guys.
Yeah.
So what does it matter if, you know, he swiped right on you and right on her.
Yeah.
And
he may never have even spoken to her.
Right.
But you two have actually gone on some dates and progressed.
Because think, you make matches with a lot of people and nothing happens of it. You don't even speak to some of them.
Yeah. I'd say so, like 60% you don't even speak to.
Right. Because everyone just never even sparks up a conversation.
Yeah. So it would give you a bit of like the, oh, that's a bit weird.
What do you, I reckon it's 60-40, 60 saying they're not bothered.
It's actually 82 saying bye.
Fuck off. You guys surprise me every fucking day. I always
and only 18% saying it is what it is.
Well, yeah, if it was us, I'd probably be sick in my mouth.
I'd be like, oh, this is a bit weird now. Like, I don't want to feel like you fancy my mates.
Because like it is the same energy as, you know, just following bare girls.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, following one of our mutual friends. Ew.
Ew.
Like, it's just like you should just be obsessed with me. And you just know. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the energy it should
be. I don't want like, yeah, it's no.
No, I'm not having like, you know, the what's it? The, what's the word?
Let's give her a sec.
You know, when it's just like, not second best, but like, oh, like if you match with her,
yeah,
you know, would you rather be dating her right now? It's like, it just doesn't like, feel
but then
nice.
I've matched with loads of people. It's just because you know this one,
yeah,
that makes it feel a bit
weird. Yeah,
because
if you sat there and looked through his Hinge fucking matches,
there'd be
fucking hundreds. Mm. You'd probably, be sick.
But just because it's the one girl that
you know.
That you know, it's like, oh.
Yeah. And let's say, he used the same first line on the both of you.
Oh,
that's just horrendous. Which probably he did.
Probably did.
You know?
Probably has happened lots of times. But when you don't know, you don't get... It's when you know, don't you? Depends what dating is defined as. If it's no labels and just seeing each other a bit, then it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Maybe it depends how far it got.
I would ask him to see if he lies, and if he does, boy bye.
Yes.
If not, I will see his reasons.
The lying, yes.
I'd be equally as annoyed at the friend, because why are you swiping right to the boy I'm dating?
Of course. True, but maybe it happened before you were aware.
I'm thinking it happened before
you were aware.
It's just like, oh, I've actually matched with him before.
Because on Married at First Sight Australia, so this girl just got married. Well, it is fake married, isn't it? They don't actually get married.
Yeah, it's TV married.
To this guy. And then one of her friends at the wedding says, yes. Look, I've heard a lot of bad shit about this guy. Apparently he's dating this young girl on the outside and he's been saying all this stuff to her, saying that he's going to wait for her and he's just doing it for, you know, obviously a bit of clout, bit of fame, but he's actually waiting for her. And there's she had pictures of him like packing his suitcase.
Oh
like he's like with this
gosh.
Girl. He's like packing his suitcase for Married at First Sight and saying all this shit to her. What would you do in that situation? Would you just be like, no, like this is just...
Yeah, messy.
Messy. Starting off on the wrong foot. Yeah. You're not here for the right intentions.
No.
Everyone there
you're
wants
gonna
to
take
be
me
married.
Seriously.
Not taking me seriously.
I can't help but second guess you now.
And then you know what he said? He said, well, I was dating loads of girls just before we've come in here. I've been dating loads of girls. Ugh. Oh.
It's just not the mindset
helps,
you would have thought you would have been
exactly,
if you were going
if
into.
If you were looking for a wife. Mm. It's not the mindset.
Mm.
Yeah.
I matched with a guy on Tinder a few years ago. I kept ignoring him, but he found my Instagram as we had some mutual friends. Proceeded to tell me I was the most beautiful girl he'd ever seen and would love to date me. Fast forward a year later at a uni pre-drinks. He arrived due to our mutual friends. My best friend started talking to him.
Shit.
Next thing I know, they end up in a relationship.
What the?
To this day, my best friend has no idea we previously matched and spoke from Tinder. I still feel weird around him, but they've got a house now.
Ah!
And I own a house with my own boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
We just pretend he wasn't obsessed with me previously when we're all together.
Stop. So there's that weird, like,
he just
history
never said it.
That also he, you know, because he, you know, her boyfriend probably looks at you and think, oh, you know, you're the one that could have been.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably look at him and go, you're the one that could have been.
Mm.
Fuck.
But they don't, but she never said it.
But it's just unspoken. Mm. Wow.
So
until it comes out one day, do you know what I mean?
But then it's like, you know, hopefully
irrelevant.
We'll have moved on.
Yeah,
you know, nothing actually ever happened. It's just the knowing that the guy that you're seeing would, do your best mate.
Yeah,
so many boy buys. I think as long as it is only dating, the boy should be fine dating other women, even if it's your bestie. I mean, that's exactly what we as girls also do. As long as it's not official, he's fine.
Yeah. Mm. I hear you there.
I'm more thinking like, I've matched with a guy. I've been on two dates. I've then shown him to my friend to be like, what do you think of this guy? I've been on two dates.
And then she goes, oh my God.
And then she's like, oh my God, wait, like, I've actually matched with him. And then that's all I'm thinking of.
Same.
And it would give me the ick. I'd be like, for fuck's
sake. And then it's like,
then
one
it is,
of you
like we
will...
said earlier, if we're all on Hinge at the same time, it's kind of, if we're all in the same area, it's
it is inevitable you'll see the same guy. That's why you got to join those groups.
Yes.
Where you put in, has anyone dated this guy? You know,
any
question
marks?
You know, like, what's going on with him? And you can scope out the field.
Very true.
Check if he's got a fucking girlfriend or a wife or any kids.
Very true.
Floating about.
I think completely depends how long you've been dating him for. If it's only one or two dates, you're both still single, so can't expect him to have already deleted all his dating apps. Maybe be honest with her and tell her you recently went on a date with him. Awkward situation, but I don't think it needs to be that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep, is it? Like, if you can, if you're one of those people, you can kind of laugh something off.
Yeah, and be like, oh, isn't that?
Be like, and just kind of laugh about it with him, as long as he's not lying about it.
Yeah,
and as long as you know you're
it's just a bit. It's just a bit of an awkward.
It's just awkward.
Thing,
yeah,
I think if it's been like one, two dates,
yeah, it's not
it's up
that
to you
deep.
Then, like
yeah.
how you feel about it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's dive into some girl talk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Baby. Okay.
Okay. This one is a bit wild. So.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, she just literally lost
girl
her
talk.
Breath.
Best friend's boyfriend verbally attacked us. Sounds
well,
wild.
Well, he sounds
but...
like he needs to be in a jail cell with handcuffs.
Just wait for me to read. So, long time listener here, and I'd never thought I'd have to write in.
Oh, we all think that. We all think that until the day Sophia writes in. You know,
hi,
we all
guys.
Think that. Till I, you
writer.
Know, I write in. I'm a first time writer. You know,
help me out. So a bit of a backstory. I am part of a trio. There's me and then Sarah and Susan. We've all been best friends for a very long time. I've been best friends with Susan since we were 16. Mm-hmm. For reference, we're now 24.
Gorgeous.
Same age. And Sarah has been best friends with Susan since the age of 6.
Okay. So you've kind of formed this little trio that's
friendships
lovely.
Of three are very tricky. We've had a few issues here and there of mainly someone feeling left out. Sarah especially.
They do say three is a crowd, but you know, if you work on it, then...
Susan has never been very empathetic towards this situation. She's a very stubborn person and could never understand why we felt that way. Mm-hmm. I have always had a different bond with each girl. Sarah and I have been friends for longer. We've grown up together, matured together, got our hearts broken together, and we also found our current boyfriends at the same time.
Oh.
We've both been with them for coming up to 4 years. We also double date very frequently, and the boys get on well. Sarah and Susan have drifted apart recently, mm-hmm. partly due to Sarah feeling like Susan never cared about her feelings when she was feeling left out. Mm-hmm. Susan's never had a boyfriend. She's always talked to boys, but it's never gone further. But she started a new job and began flirting with one of her colleagues. He's older, got a stable job. What could go wrong?
Okay. So there's the two of you who have been friends since you were 6. Both got boyfriends for 4 years. You double date all the time. You've almost got this special bond.
Yeah.
And then Sarah kind of just has never had a boyfriend, but you became friends with her in your teens.
Well, no, she's actually Sarah. There's a lot of names going around. But she said, so Sarah has been best friends with Susan since the age of 6.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of like... Okay, so you in the middle, you were best friends with Susan.
And you were 16.
Right, okay, go.
I've been best friends with Susan since I was 16.
Right.
We're now 24. But Sarah and Susan have been best friends since the age of 6.
Got it.
So they're the long time besties. But now you and Sarah...
have this special bond.
Have this special...
Got it.
So I think Susan was initially the glue.
The glue.
But now you and Sarah, you know, you've dated at the same time, you've been heartbroken, you've got really close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I understand now.
So what could go wrong? Susan's flirting with a guy at work. We were super excited for her. Hearing her speak about him and how exciting this was made us really happy.
Yeah.
She deserves someone to treat her well. However...
She does.
Red flags began to appear. But in capitals, I don't think you're ready.
Well, you not know. If there's violence involved. No, we're not ready. We need to call the authorities.
They slept together in their office at 2 a.m. after work drinks. Wow.
Whoa.
Just put, wow. We were a bit shocked, but Susan can be a bit rogue, so this behavior wasn't very surprising.
I can see how that happens, honestly.
Yeah. However, she'd only been there a month.
Okay.
Let's call him Brian. He had a previous relationship of 7 years with a girl he worked with. When they broke up, it got so bad that he had to quit his job. Oh. So he had a bit of PTSD about getting into another work relationship.
Well, yeah, I'm very surprised that he's jumped
he's done that again.
Into
yeah.
that.
We understood this, empathized, and made up a lot of excuses for his red flags. The red flags consisted of he would ignore her texts, but be completely normal with her in the office. He would get angry at her for simply working with him. He would not want to see her outside for dates because he'd seen enough of her at work. He would also make false promises of seeing her and then never text.
Okay, so he is actually a toxic walking red flag there.
But fast forward a couple of months and things seem to be going well.
Okay.
It's our birthday night out. There is 25 plus people going, mainly my friends, mm-hmm. and she has invited him.
Okay.
It's the first time Sarah and I are meeting Brian. Mm-hmm. We're very excited as it's Susan's first boyfriend. So we decide to have a couples only pre-drinks. Gorgeous. And meet the rest of our group later.
It's nice. Ease him in. Yeah. That's nice.
First impressions, Brian turns up to my house with a bottle as a present.
Gorgeous.
I am shocked and pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
It's summer, we're all outside drinking, playing games, and we begin to play this game on our phones where you write something funny about someone and everyone has to vote for the funniest one.
Oh, it's not going to be nasty.
It's called Psych, apparently.
Is he?
She's saying this happened in summer, so I'm not sure where we're going with this
Unless
email.
We may well be in Australia, and that's just
we
happened.
Could be.
Or...
Because this was fresh in the inbox. Oh,
yeah,
we'll see
so
where
maybe because Australians, December is summer.
Yeah.
So potentially win as Aussie.
Sarah and I warned Brian we like to play savagely, which means no holding back. And he reassures us.
You guys.
He reassures us that he can handle that.
My feelings, I don't think I could take this game.
A question comes up about Brian along the lines of, what's one thing Brian never does?
Oh, God.
Every single person answered, including our boyfriend, was... not text Susan back.
Which is true.
One thing Brian does, not text Susan back. That's funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's not personal. No. It's not, you
not
know.
Not about his appearance.
No.
Or,
his, but, you know. It,
I can see how for a guy, maybe a slightly insecure, toxic guy, how that's going to strike a fucking nerve.
That's funny how you all
nerve.
Said that. She's been including our boyfriends.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not text Susan back. Brian's face drops.
Oh.
He asks Susan exactly how much she's told people. And he is fuming.
What?
He gets into a bicker with Sarah, constantly repeating the words, you don't even know me.
Whoa.
Which Sarah responds, I don't want to.
Whoa.
Wow.
So he's saying, what have you told them? It's like, no, I've told my friends about my
our relationship
because, you know, we were going through some struggles.
Yeah.
Who am I meant to talk to about this stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not meant to keep it all to myself.
No.
Like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. We quickly defuse the situation.
Fuck.
Susan and Brian are acting like they're Courtney and Travis at the table. I didn't spot it, but my boyfriend caught Brian sticking his hands down her trousers.
No
in front
fucking
of us all.
Way.
You have just met us. What the hell?
Wow. What is that? Their makeup little thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Travis. We then order an Uber and get ready to leave. They're not getting out of my downstairs bathroom. I'm banging on
Stop
the door. And at this
it.
Point, I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
They come out and we head to the taxi.
Okay.
They both sit in the back of the Uber. My boyfriend's in front of me. Sarah and her boyfriend are in the middle. It suddenly becomes uncomfortable.
Oh.
Susan and Brian are loudly kissing.
What?
Saying, oh my God, wait, I've just fast forwarded.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Brian, guys, we're not ready for this
oh
today.
Oh my God. How wait, does it get to
we?
Here though, after that argument?
So Susan and Brian are loudly kissing. Sorry, my eyes are watering. Saying, I love you. And then we turn around. We turn around to him unzipping his trousers.
Put it away.
Oh, getting
put it away. Put your snake away.
Getting his dick out and pushing her head.
Man in the car. In the
I'm literally crying. I'm literally crying. Oh my God.
Man.
Sarah screams. Oh my God, I've got real tears.
What the fuck?
Sarah screams, what the fuck? And I cannot believe what we've just seen.
Oh my God.
We are gobsmacked and they're like giggling, no care in the world.
What the
Disgusting.
Fuck?
Is this how he's acting at his big age of 29?
Shit. Oh
my God, my face.
She's getting his dick out, shoving her head down there in the Uber.
Shoving her head.
Her head. That's horrible as
not
well.
Her hand.
That's horrible. In front of people he's just
met. It's illegal, isn't it? In public.
Well, yeah. In front of people he's just met after a little tiff as well.
Wow.
Like, you know, we've just had a little tiff.
Oh, my God.
And why does he think that's like...
unbelievably inappropriate. He then proceeds to savagely banter about Sarah's hair. She's ginger for reference.
Oh, fuck off.
Comments like, at least I'm not ginger. When she's already said she doesn't like those comments. And Susan did nothing.
Right, okay. So Susan's not standing up for her best friend then.
During the night, he proceeded to make comments to our boy mates, boasting about being a fuck boy. And then, you're 29.
Grow up.
You're 29.
Literally grow up. Because is it he's trying to fit in with the younger folk?
Maybe.
He's trying to impress them, make them laugh.
Quite possibly.
But at women's expense. Mm. Like,
well, his
disgusting.
Girlfriend's friend's expense.
Right, his
as
girlfriend's
well.
Friend's expense.
And then took himself up to the smokers area and spoke to loads of random people.
Mm.
Sarah and some of our friends were sat upstairs. Susan had been crying because Sarah confronted her about not sticking up for her when Brian insulted her ginger hair.
Okay. Right, so Susan's now crying.
Yeah. Brian walks over to their table, sits down and says indirectly, "Who's been chatting shit about Susan then?" Sarah says,
what?
"If you've got something to say to me, you can direct it at me rather than indirecting me."
Yeah.
Shit hits the fan.
Oh my God.
Brian.
Wait, so Sarah said that. Yeah. Ginger Sarah.
Brian is effing and blinding, calling her, I can't even say that on the podcast, calling her horrible
names. The C word.
Our friend gets involved and he screams in her face, "Who the fuck are you?" Sarah's boyfriend gets up and pushes him away.
Oh.
He didn't want to fight him because he didn't want to ruin the night and get kicked out.
Just a Sarah's in bits. Shove.
The bouncers don't want Susan to go home with Brian, but there's nothing we can do.
Shit.
The next morning, there is no apology from either one of them.
Shit.
Sarah is filled with anxiety and had a panic attack about the situation.
Oh, poor Sarah.
Susan is at his house and Sarah is having to beg her to talk to her. No apology whatsoever. We get through it, but Brian has not said a word. We don't want to see him ever again.
No.
But for her sake, we still want her to feel like she can talk to us about him.
She needs to get out of that relationship.
We slowly drift. I'm starting to get upset as I'm not seeing my best friends anymore. And Sarah has made some new friends and is seeing them more frequently. But I'm not seeing Sarah because she doesn't want to be a hypocrite about leaving someone out, Susan. Okay, so Sarah's thinking, well, we can't just hang out as a duo now because then we're going to be the hypocrite for leaving out Susan. You know, if we hang out, we've got to keep it as a three sort of thing. That's what she's saying. But Sarah's going on and making her own friendship. She's doing her own
thing. Sarah's thinking, I'm living my life.
And you're getting a bit left behind here.
Mm-hmm.
I get fed up. I arranged dinner with Sarah when Susan was meant to arrange for us to do something.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The night before, she asks, "Tomorrow's still on?" But she was one that was supposed to arrange it, I think. We give her the chance and we go out for dinner and drinks.
Okay.
We're pleasantly surprised at how the evening's going.
Okay.
It feels like old times.
Okay.
We're bantering, gossiping, being
positive.
Silly. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We walk to another pub and have a few more drinks. Susan is smashed by this point, so we decide to leave.
Okay.
We're outside the pub when Susan begins to have a panic attack.
Okay.
Sarah looks after her while I try and call Brian to come and pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
I get through to Brian and he says he will be with us in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sarah's boyfriend has turned up at this point to take Sarah and I home.
Mm-hmm.
We see Brian in the street and we begin walking towards him.
Oh.
He shouts to his friend, "Oh, for fuck's sake, look who it is." About
he says,
Sarah.
"Look who it is."
He says, "Oh, for fuck's sake, look who it is."
Fuck off.
The people looking after your girlfriend.
Yeah. What the fuck?
About Sarah. Sarah loses it.
Oh my
she
God.
Screams at him saying, "I put my feelings aside to make sure she's safe with you. Why are you here starting on me?"
Yeah.
He's called her every name under the sun. Such vile things. Her boyfriend escorts her to the car while I lose my shit. I'm swearing back and forth. He proceeds to call me evil and blah, blah, blah. Susan is doing nothing. I will never, ever forget the look in his eyes. Pure evil.
Mm.
I walk away, still screaming. And Susan runs up to me saying, "Please, no, don't leave." And I simply say, "Susan, you fucked it."
Yeah.
I take Sarah home, make sure she's okay. The next morning, I actually can't believe what's happened. I wasn't there for her the first time he screamed, so could never actually imagine this happening. But to have a grown man verbally attack you in the middle of the night is terrifying. The next morning, we hear nothing from Susan until 12 p.m. She apologizes about her behavior, getting so drunk, and for what Brian said, but everything's a blur. We go back to her and say it's not good enough. We don't hear anything until the next day. We have her on Find My Friends and can see she's at his. The next morning, she texts after we send a long paragraph saying we're not going to be around for as long as he is, and she has nothing to say. Oh.
So
the next morning, she texts saying, after we send a long paragraph saying we're not going to be around for as long as he is.
So you guys say, look, that was the final straw for
We've
us.
We've not spoken since.
Okay.
So I feel like this is more of a rant, but would love your guys' perspective. Have we done the right thing by cutting Susan off?
I think, sadly for Susan, she's found herself trapped.
He doesn't look like what I was expecting.
Oh, this is the guy.
Yeah.
What a nasty
and that's the
piece.
Girl. Look how beautiful she is.
Oh my God.
And then he looks this is scary.
I'm not going to lie. He looks scary.
This is Sarah and...
Oh, you guys. So cute.
And that's the other two.
Oh, you guys.
This is...
Let me see Brian again. Oh my Lord. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
God. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Unfortunately for Susan, she's found herself, she's never had a boyfriend before.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, she started off on the wrong foot. She's met this guy who's clearly toxic.
Well, I think she's obviously been, like we all have at some stage, been blown away by the fact that she's 24.
Yeah.
Someone who is 29
is
interested in her, complimenting her, flattering her. Yeah. You know, he seems to have a stable job. He seems like a grown up.
Yeah.
And she's thought, wow. Like, you know, usually it's just like sweaty 22-year-olds in clubs coming up to me. I've got this 29-year-old, you know, man.
Oh, yeah, who's interested
in
me.
Yeah, she felt that like a lot of us have.
In the beginning, you know, he probably was quite nice to her, you know, wooed her. It always happens with these toxic men. They're always nice the first couple months. Until,
that's why you get involved.
And, until you're then emotionally involved. And then they switch up, which is clearly what's happening in this instance. She loves him, but she's seeing all this behavior and she's like, why aren't you like the guy I met, you know, 6 months ago?
And that's why you're clinging on, because you've seen what he could be like.
Yes.
And it's like, I want you to go back to that. Yes. But
you, and you remember the good times.
The good times.
And that's why a lot of people will stay in toxic relationships for the meantime.
For the good times.
Because, you know, they kind of see the hope and how they used to be.
Mm.
But what Susan needs to realize is that this guy is just...
How he used to be was a facade.
It's a facade.
And how he is now is who he is.
And he's just a nasty piece of work who treats her poorly.
Her friends poorly,
is aggressive, has literal anger
issues.
Incredibly
aggressive.
He needs to work on himself a lot and is a very sad man. Very sad man. And
low life.
She needs to realise that he is not it at all and she needs to get out of that relationship. Unfortunately, she's not seeing that right now. You know, you guys
because
have given her the ultimatum. You've
you don't
said,
know what he's saying to her behind closed doors. You know, you don't know. He's probably
crying to her. I love you, you know. Mm. And, you know, it's hard to say, you know, whatever to someone when they're crying to you.
Yes.
And
again, she's clinging on to good little things that have happened and nice things that he said. But this, like... Ooh.
And I think it is unfortunate that Susan's not stood up for you.
Yeah.
You know, she's not had your back. She's kind of letting this behavior slide. She's got a lot of learning to do and she will get out of this relationship, hopefully. And
eventually,
she will look back and she's going to learn a hell of a lot.
Mm.
So I think this is one of the instances where you need to speak to her again. Because right now she's off with that guy alone without any friends.
Because you've cut her
And now
off.
She's trapped.
Mm.
And I think you need to be the bigger person. You need to reach out again. You need to meet up with her and you say... This
and
is
almost
it.
Try and like
Honestly,
drag her away.
Like talk to her fucking parents at this point. Tell them what's happened. Say, you need this to get this guy away from her.
Yeah.
Because he is actually...
He's not safe to be around.
He's not safe to
be
around.
Can't be trusted.
Because that's how he was acting when he was with you guys in public.
Yeah.
God forbid what is going on behind closed doors. Like, it's actually alarming.
And
so
it's serious.
It's unfortunate she's not realised that she needs to get out on her own.
Mm.
But you need to actually, like, intervene here. Sisters, brothers, talk to her family, say
anyone
we need to
around.
Help Susan right now, she's not seeing it, or she needs help to get out, she's trapped, she feels like she can't leave him because he says X, Y, and Z. You know, you don't know what he's saying to her.
Mm.
She needs your help
you
right now.
Even though you don't feel like it, because you think you didn't stand up for us, you've bought this dick into our lives
who's
effing and blinded and been absolutely awful. You feel like being like, you know, if you want to be with him, you will not be with him.
If you want to have your cake, eat it. That's it. Good riddance.
But in this instance, I feel like you need to take some deep breaths, gather your thoughts and be like,
we need to be there for our friend right now.
This is actually a cry for help. Yeah. And she this is the moment in time where we need to go and claw her out of this thing and not leave her. Because if you isolate her,
no matter how disrespected we feel by her and her actions,
this is where you need to really put your feelings aside and what's done is done, and just help her as much as possible so that she feels like she can leave this guy.
Yeah. And because she needs to.
Because she needs to.
Because what a nasty piece of work. Okay, well, quickly before I read this one, I'll tell you what my mum told me on holiday before I forget to tell it.
She didn't tell me before we started recording.
Maybe we're talking about engagements or something. I'm not sure. And she said, okay, so listen to this. This is actually alarming. So she used to have a friend, okay, and let's call her Susan. Mm. And she just had me. She just had me as a baby. Mm. And she decided to, you know, cut this woman out. Ooh. She realized for quite a while that she was a bit toxic. You know, she was being a bit weird and her behavior wasn't right. She didn't want to be friends with her anymore.
Mm.
So she'd so she'd slowly started to distance herself from this woman because she was actually a nightmare and she was being really weird. And
so weird how things never change.
I know.
And like,
and she said that she thinks that she was quite jealous that mum had had a baby and it was becoming this weird, and anyway, she was quite a toxic friend. So she, you know, started to phase her out.
Mm.
And in the meantime, you know, mum was engaged. She was going to get married to my dad.
Yeah.
And she'd arranged a hen do in Nottingham.
Oh my God.
And she made a booking at a restaurant for a group of girls.
Yeah.
Just have her hen do and some drinks.
Yeah.
At just this restaurant in Nottingham.
And why have we not heard this before?
I know, she's full of secrets. And then, so, you know, I think maybe a couple of the girls were still friends with this girl. And maybe this girl had heard wind of mum's hen do, where it was happening, when. And mum said that she got a call from the restaurant saying, was it you who just called up very angry, saying to cancel the booking?
Oh my.
For the hen do, because, you know, we weren't sure, it felt out of character, you know, a couple of days before the hen do, just wanted to check that was you and that you are cancelled. She was like, no, that wasn't me. You know, it's definitely not cancelled.
Scandal.
So this woman had called up the restaurant to try and cancel mum's hen do and thought she got away with it.
We had that before. Isn't with that the crazy? Girl writing in saying, tried to cancel my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
People do that shit.
I can't fucking believe it. And this is back in the day. This is 1998.
People doing the same shit.
I was flabbergasted.
It's crazy,
and
isn't it?
And mum says she never said anything. She just, you know, let it slide and just like, whatever. But how fucking unreal.
Weird.
I can't believe
things
it.
Things don't change.
But they
who
really
was I
don't.
Speaking to? Someone's mum was listening to the podcast and she was like, it's the same things we used to talk about.
It's
like,
crazy.
She's like, you know, almost 60-year-old
imagine,
woman.
But imagine calling up. Imagine being so angry.
Yeah.
Calling up and cancelling someone's.
Spiteful.
It's very spiteful. Anyway.
Very jealous energy that
is,
isn't it?
So interested.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got here.
Lightening the mood, switching up the vibes.
I can't
bit
wear
of outfit talk.
Bit of outfit talk. I can't wear cargos and crop tops to my 9 to 5. Mm. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
It's a shame.
Why can't you just wear what you want?
Well, it's
you
like,
know?
It. Yeah, I know.
You know, these dress code, you know, it is interesting.
It's about like, look, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so hi, girls. This isn't your usual dilemma, but as a lover of your fashion sense, I had to email it. Well, thank you very much. I'm about to start my first ever 9 to 5 job. I'm joining the world of the corporate girlies.
Here she goes.
For some context, previously, I've only worked jobs where there is a set uniform. Mm. So buying clothes for a work setting has never been on my radar. I'm a serial crop top wearer, a sucker for baggy jeans, cargos, essentially everything that would be inappropriate to wear in an office.
Right.
So your girl needs some help.
Mm.
I love how you both style blazers and cute trousers. I love fashion, so I don't want to panic buy loads of stuff.
Yes, that's never
I want to feel cute in my work clothes. So I was wondering if you had any advice on how I get started building my work wardrobe. Aww. Despite my casual style, I do have a lot of classic jewelry and handbags that I could use to accessorize a formal outfit. Yeah. Okay, that's a good start.
Good
we've got handbags and we've got jewelry. Just no actual formal clothes. What are your favourite places to shop for blazers and trousers? Any top tips for putting a more formal outfit together? Any advice would be really appreciated. Aw, she said she got her mum on board as a regular listener.
Aw,
hello, hi, mother.
How are you?
Okay, so
I think, like, you just need to
once
get...
Once you get in the swing of things...
Yes.
You'll be, like, totally swimming.
Sweet.
You need to figure out what you're going to feel comfortable in working every day.
Yeah.
Is that, you know...
High-waisted trousers?
Yeah. Some girls, you know, will prefer to wear a skirt and tights. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you most comfortable in? If it was me and Soph... I'd probably wear a baggy blazer and some suit trousers.
I feel like you could wear, like, get the basic, like, body suits. And yeah. I mean, like, you know, high neck, yeah. potentially long sleeve, like Skims-esque, yeah. or like, you know, the turtleneck, like, body suits, yeah. like that high-waisted pants, like all the same yeah. color. Like, that's very smart.
Yeah.
Blazer, trousers.
I'd say if you could find three blazers, you know, a black blazer, a grey blazer and maybe like a nude blazer. Mm. Those to start off with could be your basic.
With bodysuits or shirts underneath.
With bodysuits or shirts underneath and like a corresponding pair of
trousers,
then you can do so much with that stuff, yeah. I would say.
And also, like, don't feel like you need to buy, like, at the end of the day, you are just buying your own uniform. So, like, buy three tops, three different trousers, yeah. maybe three different, and then, like, you just yeah. rotate. Yeah. Like, don't feel like you need to be showing up to the office every day with a new outfit on.
No.
Like, that's not the vibe. Like, you have your work uniform, it can be small, and you just repeat. That's what you do. Don't feel like you need to, like, show up with a new look every yeah. day.
If, you know, you're wanting to invest in good pieces and you don't want to do the fast fashion route and you actually want genuine good pieces that are going to last you, I would say, you know, if you want to treat yourself, maybe look on Jerf Avenue. I feel like if I was starting a 9-to-5 and I wanted to go the ethical route, didn't want to do it fast fashion, I'd buy a few key basics from Jerf Avenue. She's got amazing blazers. She's got nice little skirts.
Shirts,
suits, matching sets, and everything you can wear with everything. Honestly, I think that's Matilda has done it so well. Mm. If you want to treat yourself to like two or three key things from Jerf Avenue, honestly, I think you'd have a really good start to your
and
work
wardrobe.
And you
may see other people at work and be like, oh, I've got a top like that. I can wear that. You know, you just...
Honestly, I'd honestly also type
start
in...
Start small.
Type in on TikTok like... workwear, because I've seen so many TikToks of girls, you know, dressing, you know, doing like 9-to-5
Me
work
too.
Outfits and like what they and you know get some inspo.
Yeah,
you know,
have you seen who's the guy? I think he's actually a really famous guy. It's gonna be bad that I don't know his name, and he's like the super successful, and he's like every day black t-shirt and black trousers.
Well, yeah, what did Steve Jobs used to wear the same thing every day.
It's like it's just something black that you don't think about,
and black trousers.
Yeah That's it.
That's what they say, like, all the efficient. Most successful people, they don't think about their outfit. Yeah, they
it's
just
like,
have a whole...
three different tops, trousers, blazer, and you just, everything goes together and you just wham, bam,
and
bam.
I think it will take time to figure out what works for you because you're not used
what
to
you
wearing,
like.
What you like, what you feel most comfortable in. Because you've got to be efficient in these outfits, you know what I mean? You don't want to be uncomfortable.
Sat at an office, nothing, a desk all day, don't want stuff digging in.
Yeah, and nothing worse than something digging into your fucking chest or your rib, you know, and stuff like that.
Good luck.
But yeah, how fun. And have fun with it. Be expressive, you know.
Yeah.
You know, where would
get
you want to wear?
Suit.
You know, get a pink suit. Yeah, literally, I'd be in a hot pink suit.
Mm.
You know, a lovely white suit.
Oversized shirts, you
Oversized
know, can you do that?
Shirts,
tights,
yeah.
brogues.
Got a lovely little belt.
Yeah.
And like an oversized shirt.
Yeah.
Really nice quality structure and a belt half tucked in.
Yeah.
You know, rolled up sleeves.
Even big blazer, belt, you know, tights, knee-high boots.
Yeah.
Can we go down that vibe?
You know, you want to intimidate all these men in the boardroom, okay? You want to intimidate. Yeah. That's what we're
Good
here
luck
to
in the
do.
9-to-5.
Yeah. Oh, so fun. Baby.
Okay.
Okay. We have never had this before.
This is not the angle we tend
no.
to take.
Because usually we're all the best girlfriends.
Mm. Am I a bad girlfriend?
No. There's no bad girl. I mean, I suppose there is, but
not
in
here,
this community,
there is
there's no
such
bad
thing.
Girlfriends.
First off, She's loved the pod. Thank you so much. So for my dilemma, I'm a 25-year-old girl. I can already feel us like just justifying the double standards. I'm a 25.
To be fair, sometimes we have to take accountability for our own behaviour.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes I am wrong.
Mm, me too.
Yeah.
I'm 25-year-old girl.
That's very mature of us to say.
I am a 25-year-old girl in a relationship with my boyfriend for over a year now.
Perfect.
He is lovely and I love him very much. We've had our ups and downs, but one of our strengths is not being afraid to get down and work hard on the relationship.
Congratulations.
We've hit a rough patch a while ago, but we really figured out what was truly bothering us and we made a commitment to work on it see if we can find a way back to each other.
So you sound like you've got great communication skills.
Yeah.
You know, there's
tackling
an issue.
Tackling things head on, nothing here being swept under the rug.
You know, you're like, let's tackle this problem. Mm. Let's move. Gorgeous.
Let's work at this. But all in all, we love each other very much and care so much for each other. So with that, there is no issue. Mm-hmm. But last week, I was in the gym.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and there was a guy there.
Oh, I bet there was. Mm.
And I spotted since we were working out in the same area. Mm-hmm. And later, I saw he was on his way out. I always look around in between sets. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But then before he goes out, he comes up to me.
No way.
And starts complimenting me.
Okay, weak at the knees.
But girls, this guy was sensational.
Wow. So what was he saying? Like, wow, I was your form was just...
You're looking good in those gym leggings.
That pump on that booty.
Yeah. I was so flattered and honestly a little flustered.
Fuck.
And after that moment, connected the dots, how he was already looking at me and maybe even showing off.
Fuck.
I jokingly told my boyfriend.
Okay.
But to be honest, I thought about it the whole day.
Stop.
I felt so guilty, but this man was so beautiful.
Wow.
And now I've been thinking, what if he comes up to me again or would even ask for my number? Mm. I was debating how I would respond, which is crazy because I am in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't help but wonder about it.
So you've got this kind of like niggling thought. Excites you.
Am I going to see him again? Like, I want to look cute in the gym in case I see him. And it's like, whoa.
Let me make sure I got the same time I went so I can run into him. Or maybe I'll put on a little bit of makeup.
Let me get my good booty leggings on.
Maybe let me just, neaten my hair a little bit. Put some earrings in.
Okay. But the thing is, I love my boyfriend and I would never cheat on him. But why am I even thinking about this being a possibility?
Right.
Like, if he would come up to me again, I secretly would love it. What advice can you girls give me? Sometimes I wish I could just flirt a little bit, but not actually break up with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm not into an open relationship.
Yeah.
Would, and reversed, I would obviously hate this situation.
Imagine
your boyfriend being like, I secretly loved it and I hope she comes in again.
Imagine.
I'd be like, your
boyfriend writing in saying this girl came up, she was beautiful.
She was absolutely
I got flustered.
Gorgeous.
Imagine your boyfriend saying, I got flustered. And I hope this girl came up to me again. I'd fucking break up with that bitch.
My blood would be piping hot.
Blood would be dripping out of my eyes.
Yes.
At my nose.
Wow. But I'm just curious about this guy.
Fuck.
Hope you girls can give me some advice.
Right, now listen. We're all animals, aren't we? Are we mammals?
Mammals.
Right. And, we can be attracted to other people. When you're in a relationship, you're not all of a sudden like got no words for no one else.
Yeah, you do have eyes.
Yeah,
still.
You've got eyes. You can go, oh, that's a very attractive male. You know,
I would never tell my boyfriend this, that he was allowed to have this opinion, but it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I would never encourage this from the other species. We as women, we're allowed to look at guys and think, he's
at
hot.
The end of the day, you can't get angry if your boyfriend found someone else attractive. I mean,
You could, but you can't.
But really, it's like, we've all got eyes.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that she's attractive too.
I think she's hot as well.
Yeah. Like, he's not meant to look at every woman and
go... If we're being mature and grown up and sensible, absolutely. you are allowed to find other people attractive when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, as long as you're not acting on it and pursuing it or putting your partner down or making comparisons, you know.
Why don't you look,
you know? It should be like, oh, you know, that's an attractive man, but you're the most attractive man I've ever seen. You know, you've got this... A better
you probably
energy.
Just wouldn't say it.
No, you wouldn't say it, but you know.
You can think it.
Yeah. So in this instance, you're saying, am I a bad girlfriend? I'm trying to think how I would be for me. Mm. Let's picture I'm in the gym.
Yeah.
I love my boyfriend, whatever.
Sexy and, guy.
Yeah. And you think, oh. And this boy comes up to me, look,
complimenting
you. A boy's not spoken to me other than my boyfriend in years,
right?
Okay, I've not spoken to a single guy in years in a romantic way,
right?
I'm flustered.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, fuck it, I'm not
new. Yeah, you've not had this in a while.
I've not had this in a couple years. Yeah. Oh my god, at least I know I've still got it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then okay, you have that interaction, you giggle a little bit, okay, and you think, ooh.
I quite enjoyed that.
It's flattering.
It made me feel good.
It made me feel good. Yeah, I'd feel good after that.
I'd feel good too.
I'd feel really good.
I'd feel fantastic.
I'd feel sexy. Yeah. Right? And I think that's a normal response.
That's normal.
I'm sure if a girl came up to our boyfriends and
complimenting,
he's going to feel fucking good, isn't he? He's going to be like, oh, I've still got it, you fucking little idiot. But he's going to feel a type of way and think, oh, at least I've still got it.
Yeah.
Still get these women if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same. We'd respond the same. I'd be like, oh, at least I've still got it.
Yeah.
So you know, that's a natural response, I think.
Yes.
You know, because look, that guy came up to you, you know, what you meant to go, fuck up, please, leave me alone. You know, no. You're just being a friendly human.
You're a warm, approachable person.
You had He's kind come up eyes. To you.
You've received a nice compliment. It's given you a boost. You've thought, oh, that made me feel good. Yeah. You know, and I enjoyed that. No shame.
And you even went home and told your boyfriend,
guess what happened to me?
Guess what?
You better watch out. People want me.
You better come to this gym next time I come because you better watch out. Because if this man's around, you'll have to put me in a cage. Okay? So you better come next time. Yeah, so it's like, it's a funny thing. You should be able to go home to your boyfriend or your girlfriend and go, look, I got hit on today. I feel great.
Are you jealous? Ha ha. It could be funny.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. So. I mean, okay, the fact that you want him to come up to you again, whatever. You want that serotonin boost.
Yes, you do.
You want that kick of like feeling.
You want that bit of excitement in your day.
Listen.
I don't think you're a criminal.
No, I don't think you should be locked up.
It's not a crime. I think it's very normal.
I think, you know.
Granted, none of us like the idea of imagining our boyfriends acting that way.
But if you're going to respect your relationship, maybe the next time he comes over to you, mention the fact that you're in a relationship.
You've got a boyfriend.
Because I think maybe if the second or the third time, you know, this guy or this girl still doesn't know that you're in a relationship,
then you're potentially giving the wrong impression.
You're getting in murky waters. Because imagine, you're giving him the wrong impression and acting single. We're not acting single.
No.
You know, we need to respect our partners. Because it's like, so say this girl came up to our boyfriends once, whatever.
Yeah.
She came up to him again. I would expect him to mention, oh, well, usually I come here with my girlfriend. You know? Instead of being she doesn't know I've got a girl. Wow, she doesn't know yet that you've got a girlfriend, so you're acting single. That's almost, there's a fine, is that cheating if you're acting single with a sexy person?
It's a good question of the week.
Yeah.
We'll save that for next time.
Right. But it's like, what is that? You're hiding the truth.
Bottom line, it is, like Chintz said, it's about just being respectful towards your partner. Yes, we can all secretly enjoy a little, he was really fit and he said I was fit. Ha ha ha, I'm feeling great. Like, gives you a little kick, confidence boost, sure. And we can appreciate that's probably happened to the men in our life.
Yeah.
But the point is, being respectful towards your partner. How would you want them to behave?
Yes.
Like, you secretly thinking, oh, I hope I see him at the gym again.
Yeah.
Sure, get your cute gym leggings on, whatever. But if he comes up to you again and, you know, has a bit of a lengthy conversation, I think the right thing to do would be mention, oh yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to my boyfriend's after this, or, oh yeah, my boyfriend says that, oh yeah, well, my boyfriend told me to do this, or blah, blah, blah. Like,
my boyfriend bought me
this
bottle.
There are many ways you could drop him in naturally. Yeah. Without being like, please stop there, sir. I do have a boyfriend.
Because you just want to be friendly, and then he gets the message, oh, she's got a boyfriend. Yeah. We can be gym buddies.
We can be gym buddies. We can friendly face at the gym, always here for a bit of that, you know.
But at least, you know, he knows the deal. And that's what we would expect from our boyfriends.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want your boyfriend going to the gym acting single with all these girls thinking he hasn't got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And making advances.
Mm. Otherwise, I'll get a membership.
You're right. Mm. So...
I think you're fine. I think don't be too hard on yourself, you know. Yeah, but going forward,
I think as long as going forward you want to let the guy know that you're in a relationship. If you don't want to let this guy know, then maybe there is a problem there. Mm. You know what I mean? If you're hearing this and thinking, well, I don't want to tell him I've got a boyfriend. Okay.
I like that he wants to take me
so
out.
Okay, so maybe reevaluate your situation.
A little bit.
And if you actually want to go out with this guy.
Because you can be like, oh, you know, I'm so flattered, but I'm actually, you know, I've got a boyfriend at home.
Yeah, like, and if you feel fine saying that, great, and you love your boyfriend.
If you do not want to say
if you don't want to let this guy know, then fair enough, but reevaluate your relationship. Mm.
Have a look at the situation.
You know, because maybe, you know, the universe sent him in to make you realise. Sometimes these things happen. You
and
know,
here we are.
He was bought
You've met
in.
Your husband in the gym.
Yeah, he was bought in to make you real. You know, what do they say? They say, don't let your boyfriend hold you back from finding your husband. So take
Full
that with
stop.
A grain of salt, you know?
That can be our quote of the week. Don't Ooh. Let your boyfriend hold you
it's
back
true,
from finding
your
husband.
Husband. That is the quote they use. Mm. Our producer said, Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, he's worried
it's
that his
true.
Girlfriend's out looking for a
looking
husband.
Looking for a husband. Don't let your boyfriend stop you, ladies.
And it's the same for men, too. Whatever.
Whatever.
Pigs.
It's the same. It's yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Baby. Okay, switching up the vibes.
Yet again.
We've got first time dating in my 20s. Oh, the excitement.
The excitement. The breath of fresh air this brings.
She said that firstly, thank you for lifting my spirits every Wednesday. Wow. That's just lovely.
Thank you for lifting our spirits.
So I've been single now for a year and a half.
Lovely stuff.
After having two long-term relationships. Wow. Well done. Both 3.5 years long.
Fucking hell.
So back to back, I'm assuming you've had... Yeah, two long-term relationships, 3.5 fucking years. Mm. Shit me. That's 7 years of your life with men who you shouldn't be with.
Probably, well, yeah, from the age of 13. It started quite young, didn't it?
Yeah. This is my first time being single since I was 17. I'm now 25. So,
she has
been back-to-back in relationships. Mm. And the dating world is more challenging than I could ever have imagined. Mm. Well, yeah, because think, when you first met your boyfriend, you were in sixth form, you were at college, you were at school.
It's not the dating
at all. It's not the dating world, because you're just kind of thrust into the situation where there's like 30 boys and 30 girls.
And you pick one.
And you just pick one. Mm. And then, you know, maybe, your other boy was like at uni with you or something in your fucking college dorms. Or whatever.
It's
not like the adult.
It's not the like dating world of going on a date with someone who you've never met before.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's not a familiar face. It's not a mutual friend. Yeah. It's a brand new person.
So I spent most of my 2022 dating, but find myself in situationships and enabling myself to get hurt a lot by guys who realistically I'd only met a handful of times. Okay. These guys, you know, they weren't committed. They were situationships. Whatever.
Neither here nor there.
So I'm now taking a complete break from dating because I was letting people get away with behavior that wasn't good enough and it was affecting my mental health.
Okay, good for you.
So you thought, no, I'm not taking this behavior anymore.
Here.
It's all or nothing. Right. This time to myself is so refreshing and it's great to have a clear mind, book trips with my friends and just be totally free.
Lovely stuff.
The thought of dating again in the future gives me anxiety, but I aim to have a carefree approach and not care if a guy texts me back, makes plans, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice on getting back into the dating scene and setting boundaries, maybe that you have used yourself, in order to attract the right type of guy? Thank you. I'd much appreciate any advice you girls have. Okay.
Ooh.
So picture this. Usually was a serious relationship type of girl.
Yeah.
been single for a while, you know, tried to date, but, you know, was not attracting the wrong type of guy. Mm. They weren't giving the right kind of energy, you know, finding myself getting hurt.
Wasn't feeling it.
Had some time to ourselves and now thinking, look, maybe I'm ready to dip my toe back in. How do I go about that? Because I don't want to end up with just some twats again.
Mm. I feel like a good mentality to have, which may be something that you already have, but anyway, something that I think is good is taking things for what they are, mm-hmm. and not creating, like, not over romanticizing something or not creating a situation in your head which hasn't happened. What I mean by that is, like, you've met a guy, you've spoke a bit, you've gone on a date, and that's it. Like, don't, sometimes we in our heads can think, oh, God, I wonder, start wondering about things and blah, blah, blah. It's like, whoa, like, I've actually only met this guy once. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that deep yet. So, like, because I think that can help you not get all your emotions involved right away, because you're just taking things for actually what they are and not what you're potentially imagining them to be in the future, you know, and you're. Yeah.
And I think the attitude you need to have for this season of dating is, I'm perfectly fine, like, because you're perfectly fine on your own. Yeah. You're self-sufficient. You're independent. You've got amazing friends. You've got a wonderful life. Mm. You're living your life. You're traveling. You're working. You know, you're filling up your own. You're filling your own cup, right?
Happily.
So you need to have the
this
attitude.
This guy
just
needs to be.
Yeah.
The
if
cherry
this
on top.
Person isn't making your life better. And more fun and more exciting and more wondrous and, you know, treating you better, then you don't want that them. Person. So have that attitude, like, I'm good on my own. I'm just looking for someone to make my life a bit better. And if you're not, then I don't want you. Mm. So, because I feel like maybe you didn't have that attitude before because you were kind of letting...
You were wanting them to fill something.
Yeah, you were letting kind of shit behavior slide, thinking, oh, well, you know, excusing behavior.
Like, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I've got a great time.
I've got the full cake.
I've got everything I could ever want. I just want a man.
I want a little cherry on top.
I don't want a man. I just want you, maybe, if you're going to make my life a bit better.
Mm.
So have that attitude with dating, you know? So yeah, you go on a first date. Okay, did you have fun? Does he have the right...
Was the build up right? Yeah. Did he plan it in advance? Yeah. Was he checking in? Did he make a booking?
Does he have the same goals as you? Does he, you know, have the same outlook on life as you? Mm. You know, yeah. Did I have fun? Do I want to go out with this person again and have more fun?
Did it make me happy?
I enjoyed his company. Mm. If not, no, because I'd rather go out with my friends than go on a shitty date again with a guy who, you know, had a couple red flags, you know?
Have the attitude that we've said before of, like, more thinking about, do I like this person?
Yes.
Like, not so much, oh, I need to look nice because blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, hang on, I'm actually here to see if I like you. Yeah.
Not if you like me. I'm not here to impress you. You're here to impress me.
Yeah. That kind of attitude of, like, I really don't need this.
Yeah.
But if you can add, welcome. Come on in.
Have kind of like an I don't care attitude in the beginning. Like, okay, I'm just going to go see this guy. Don't really care. You know, he's spoken to me for a couple of weeks. Not really bothered.
Mm.
But, like, if, you know, we have a great time, great. If not, I don't want to see him again.
Mm. That's also something that, I mean, obviously it's different situations, but, like, I remember when we were dating, almost like seeing someone as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Like, if you can, like... Don't match with someone, you know, online, let's say, speak to them for weeks,
months,
and then finally arrange a date. Like, no, like, match with someone, try and arrange, if you like them, you know, have a bit of conversation, you know, for a day, you know, see if you like them, arrange something, and then it's like, okay, I'll see you there, we'll talk there. And then you feel like, because sometimes if you speak to someone for even a few days or weeks, you feel like you're kind of investing in this person, it puts pressure on the date, and you're then like, well, I hope this fucking goes well, because we've got to know him pretty well. And then it doesn't, you then just feel way more deflated than you would than if you'd gone on the date, it had not gone well, and you thought, oh, fuck, I only spoke to him a few times.
Yeah.
So I didn't waste any time. You know, try and just see people and either eliminate them or not as soon as possible. Don't keep, like, messaging people that you don't know for weeks.
And be a bit more cutthroat with your decision making when you're dating. Like, you know, sometimes being too nice is not good in this instance. Because, yeah, you could see a guy, oh, you know, I feel kind of bad. You didn't really like him that much. Yeah. Maybe he was all right. Yeah, I think I want to see again? Yeah, oh, he really likes me. Maybe I should see him again. No, no. Don't be too nicey-nicey. No. Actually think, no, I don't want to see you again. No, goodbye. I don't care what you're saying to me, you know, whatever. No. Do I like you? Not really, you know, so I'm not going to see you again. You know,
because really it's just an awkward text that you've got to send. Yeah.
Were you not ticking all my boxes? Oh, but he was ticking a few boxes. Should I see? I feel bad. He really wants to see me again. No. Like, just be a bit more cutthroat with it because at the end, like, that's just...
And just like you've not got time to waste. Have that mindset.
Yeah. Just like, I'm a very busy girl. I'm only seeing people who are going to benefit and add value to my life.
Significantly.
Significant value. You know, I'm only going on a second, third date if I had a really fucking good time. And you're all green flags.
Yeah.
And then I do believe...
The right people will start to filter in.
Yeah. And you'll start attracting the right kind of person. And then before you know it, you'll find a real good egg that you could see a relationship with. Yeah. And that's what you want. And it could blossom. Yeah. And it could blossom. But... Have that energy, you know, know yourself, back yourself, you know. You know what you want.
And try to not get too emotionally invested in the beginning. It's like, and I'll go for one date. No, like, you know, don't just,
Yeah, like really back yourself. You know,
have the confidence.
You've had multiple relationships now. You know what you want. You're experienced. So make sure you're only getting what you want.
Maybe write a list.
Write a list of what you want in a future partner.
And what you don't want as well.
So that you can hold yourself accountable. Look, he did that. I don't like
that.
I'm going to cut him off. Like, be brutal about it. Otherwise, they always say they think the red flags that you ignored in the beginning
will
be the reason you break up. So make sure you're getting exactly what you want, exactly what you, you know, wrote down in your notes.
Which you will when you have that attitude of Cinzia's first point of, my life is great. I actually don't need...
I'm only gonna
like, you know, date you and take you seriously if you are bringing so much to the table and you are making me so happy that I cannot ignore it. Like, I'm not just doing this for the sake of it because I'm bored and I'm desperate. Like, it's like, no, I'm actually only gonna be, and that's when you will find the right person, because you're like, it will only happen
when you see your time as valuable. You know, when it's like, I would rather be seeing other people right now than you.
Or on my own, or with my friends.
I'd rather be on my own than on this shitty date. So unless you're, you know, incredible, then I don't want to see
There's
you.
There's no space.
And
the
then
end.
I do believe you'll get into a good rhythm with it and you'll find the people you're meant to find.
Yeah. You got to go on a few bad dates. Like, it's part of it. You know,
Just have the courage to be like, I don't want to see you again.
Yeah.
No matter how nicey-nicey you are, I don't want to see you again.
Just because you like me.
Just because you like me. No, I'm not flattered that you like me.
No.
I don't like you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't be
like... Have the confidence. Even if you don't feel that way, it's about just taking in that energy, you know, and just like saying it to yourself so that you just exude.
Because you're good on your own. You don't need anybody. Mm. You just want someone because it's nice to have someone.
Yeah.
So if they're
But you don't need it.
You don't need anyone. You've been alone. You've been on your own for a year and a half. You're perfectly fine. Mm. So have that energy and then the right
and have
people
fun
will attract.
As well.
And just see
take control, you know, like don't wait for guys, like just take control, like be the dominant one.
And like,
you know,
yeah, if someone isn't texting you back that you quite like, good riddance. Yeah. I don't want someone who's not going to bring that energy that I'm going to bring to them. Like, you don't
and
want
I saw
that.
This girl on TikTok and she was like, I've set myself a rule that if I have a date with a guy and he's not followed up by the night before or something, then like I can't, then it's not happening.
Right.
Like, if set yourself some rules, you know, if you've not followed up with me by, you know, Thursday night, you know, that, are we still on for tomorrow? I've booked this and blah, blah, blah. Then it's not happening.
Then I'm not meant to just sit and
Don't
assume.
Text me two hours before saying, are you still around? Like, you know, set yourself some rules.
Yeah, 100%. And stick to them.
Yeah.
And you'll really be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And think, look, I'm not
great.
Settling for these little twats. Mm. You know, I'm actually... You know, got these standards.
Yeah.
So yeah, write them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good luck with that. Makes sense.
Well, what was
our
quote of the week? Our quote of the week is, don't let your boyfriend hold you back from finding your husband.
Say it with us. 3, 2, 1.
Don't let your boyfriend hold you back.
From finding your husband.
Preach it.
Amen,
scream
sister.
Scream it
Put
from
that
the
in the Bible
tops.
Study. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday. As always, you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, follow us on TikTok and Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
And on YouTube.
And on YouTube. Yeah. Goodbye.
Love you. Have Love a good ya. Week. See you next Wednesday. Bye. Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.